With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.9% in January, the lowest rate in nearly a decade. Officials say Montana added 2,700 payroll jobs in January. During the same month, the national unemployment rate increased by 0.1 percentage point to 4.8%. Montana's February unemployment rate will be released next week. A final analysis of 2016 numbers estimated Montana gained 6,500 jobs last year. Montana election officials say a bill that would give counties the option of holding an all-mail ballot for the special congressional election must pass before April 10th. A spokesperson for Montana's Secretary of State says that is the date when counties would be required to turn in ballot plans under the measure. Otherwise, they must hold normal elections on May 25th. The Montana House has had the bill since February 24th when it passed the Senate. A hearing is scheduled for March 23rd. County election officials support the mail ballot bill, saying it would save them between $500,000 and $750,000. Republican legislative leaders and Montana Republican Party Chairman Jeff Essman oppose it after Essman said an all-mail election would favor Democrats. A Billings radio host returned to the airwaves today after apologizing for suggesting that Native Americans should have separate basketball tournaments due to unruly fan behavior. Paul Mushaben posted his apology online, saying he intended to point out fan behavior and disrespect for facilities that he's seen. He previously said such behavior was common at games involving predominantly Native American teams. Supporters of a bill aimed at reducing property taxes in Montana say the agricultural industry needs help because of dropping commodity prices. Freddie Monares reports.
House Bill 558 would reduce the amount of property taxes agricultural landowners and commercial properties pay in the state, reducing taxes on agricultural land by 0.15% and commercial land by 0.11%. Republican Representative Greg Hertz is the sponsor of the bill. He says the current tax rate means an automatic increase.
What's the result of being quiet and ignoring this? It's a $32 million property tax increase on the people of Montana.
Lobbyist for the Montana Association of Counties, Eric Bryson, opposes the bill.
But if this goes into effect, it does shift the burden of that tax obligation within mills at the county level, and we oppose this bill.
This was the first time House taxation heard testimony on the bill.
In other legislative news, the Montana Senate blocked a bill today that would have required vehicles going 35 miles per hour to give cyclists 3 feet when passing and 5 feet if they sped up. Again, here's Freddie Monares.
House Bill 267 failed on a 24-26 vote. President of the Senate Scott Sales opposed the bill. He says he does not want any more cyclists in the state and thinks there are too many of them as it is.
They're some of the rudest people I've ever, I hate to say it, but I'm just going to be bold. They're some of the most self-centered, rude people navigating on the highways or on the county roads I've seen. They won't move over. You can honk at them. They think they own the highway.
Democratic Senator Jen Gross was carrying the bill in the Senate for Republican House Member Frank Garner.
I'll just say that we can't kick bicyclists off the roads any more than we can ban pedestrians.
A motion by Majority Leader Fred Thomas to kill the bill indefinitely passed on a 29-21 vote.
Freddie Monares is a reporter with the Legislative News Service.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Are you feeling a little sleepy today? Maybe a little cranky? It's probably because Montanans sprung forward an hour yesterday due to daylight savings. But in the future, that might not happen. Cole Grant with UM's Legislative News Service has more.
Montana Republican Senator Ryan Osmondson of Buffalo passed a bill through the Senate 36-14 last month that would exempt Montanans from adjusting their clocks when the time comes. The House State Administration Committee will hear Senate Bill 206 on Tuesday. Osmondson presented the bill in a committee hearing in February, recorded by the legislature.
We pretend it's earlier, so we get up earlier, and then in the fall we pretend it's later, so we get up later. Sun doesn't move. We just move our clocks and enjoy the hassle of what time is it now.
There was mild opposition to the bill in committee from Spook Stang with the Motor Carriers of Montana. He says the change could throw off logistics for pickup and delivery times.
Because you might start in one state at 8 o'clock in the morning and then get to the next state and it's only 7 o'clock. They might not even be open yet.
Most of Arizona does not observe daylight saving time, and neither does Hawaii.
Montana's top school chief says she will revise the state's plan to provide a quality education to all students, assess their progress, and help struggling schools improve. states must turn in such plans to receive federal funding under the Every Student Succeeds Act. Congress passed two bills last week affecting requirements under the act, and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos today released an updated template to guide states' plans. Superintendent Elsie Arnson says the U.S. Department of Education hasn't evaluated Montana's plan, which was submitted in December. Arnson says she will review the plan with Office of Public Instruction staff and communities around the state and have an updated plan ready for public comment in July. The Republican-controlled House Judiciary passed a bill this morning that would ban the application of foreign law in Montana courts. The 11-8 party line vote sends Senate Bill 97 to full House floor for debate. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Democratic Representative Shane Morjo worried this bill would negatively impact tribal members. The attorney and member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes worried there are unintended consequences for tribes.
I believe that the bill would bring into question the common international legal agreements that many of our tribal members may have, such as with the Blackfeet tribe, whose historical lands actually cross the U.S.-Canadian border. So I think it would have a disproportionate effect on Native people in that regard. We also, with the CSKT, we have the Kootenai tribe, which also crosses borders with Canada and also in Idaho.
Morjot said he thinks the bill's sponsor, Senator Keith Regeer, made a good faith effort to exempt tribes, but he said challenges could still be brought forward. Republican Representative Seth Burgley said the bill specifically exempts tribes, but he said there are instances where people outside of Montana are trying to get the courts to enforce foreign laws.
It might not be a problem in Montana, but we make prospective laws all the time, so I think this is a good bill.
During the hearings for Senate Bill 97, proponents and opponents sometimes referred to this measure as the Sharia law bill. Opponents said the bill furthered an anti-Muslim sentiment. Proponents worried Sharia law would be offered as a defense to abuse women or marry minors, for example. The bill's sponsor insisted his intent is to protect the fundamental liberties of all Americans by banning foreign laws from being used in state courts. Senate Bill 97 now goes to the full House for debate. If it passes, it would go to the governor for consideration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.